The acting public protector today releasing various reports on investigations. A lot of the focus around that office has been on what's happening in Parliament with the public protector. The focus today is on those reports on Palapala, on Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula's trip to Zimbabwe, also on the Cuban drug. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, is watching that for us. Khumotso, good afternoon to you. Give us the highlights of the reports released today.
Good afternoon, Andy. Well, I think we can start on that report with regards to Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula. She's former minister now. But during her time, she had gone on that trip. You may remember it was during lockdown, level 2 lockdown, and she gave her ANC colleagues a lift into Zimbabwe, even though she had received, you know, the go-ahead to travel with her staff to meet her Zimbabwean counterpart. Well, the public protector has come out today saying that she has not only been in contravention of, she's been in contravention of the Constitution, and it also slammed her, saying she neither had the authority or the permission to ferry ANC delegations. You know, the public protector, the acting public protector, Kolega Galega, coming out to say that she should be held accountable, even though we know that the president had withheld 3 months of her salary. So no actual remedial action is going to be taken against her, but the president has been told within the next 30 days of receipt of this report to give an instruction for the issuance of a directive for compliance with the ministerial handbook. So the president needs to make it clear in that handbook what happens in situations like this. The public protector saying Mapisa Nqakula's conduct constituted an improper advantage and an unlawful enrichment of the ANC, which of course goes against the Constitution. So she really being slammed there, even though no real action is going to be taken against her. So that's just one of the reports, Mandy. But I think with regards to Palapala, we saw the acting public protector coming out, starting her address, you know, to cover the Palapala situation, giving reassurance that her office is really taking this matter seriously. She's saying if you were to compare previous matters that were similar to this, they're actually ahead of time. So under the Executive Members Ethics Act, they have about 30 days to cover certain matters. But the report does make provision for matters that do take longer than 30 days. And she says that with regards to the Nkandla investigation, which took more than 2 years, as well as Musasa, which took 8 months, they seem to be really ahead of time with regards to the Palapala investigation. She's given reassurance also, Mandy, saying that they have now added or reinforced the team of investigators into the Palapala matter, saying they now have a chief investigator and a senior investigator, both working on those matters as well. And she says that, you know, it cannot be overemphasized by her office the need for the investigation to be thorough and to leave no stone unturned.
Khumotso, thank you very much for that. Let's have a listen to some of that audio of the acting public protector releasing those reports earlier on.
It is found that Ms. Mapisa Nqakula's conduct of ferrying the ANC delegation to and from Harare, Zimbabwe in a SANDF aircraft was in breach of Section 96, Subsection 1C of the Constitution, in a sense that state resources were inappropriately used to improperly benefit a political party. Accordingly, Ms. Mapisa Nqakula's conduct constitutes improper conduct as envisaged in the Constitution and maladministration as contemplated in the Public Protector Act.
The findings there from the acting public protector on the defense minister, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula's trip to Zimbabwe.